Welcome to the Proud Press Podcast. My name is Mackenzie Bennett, and I'm your host. On this podcast, we share information to empower your podcast. Today, I have Mike Dell, part of the Blueberry team, on the podcast.
Good morning, good evening, or whatever.
Yeah, I was like, it's not morning when we're recording this.
No, but you know, people can listen to this anytime. The whole thing about podcasting.
I know. So thank you for recording with me, because I didn't want to record by myself. And earlier this week, I recorded with a guest, and conversation, you know, and the interview and everything went fine. The recording, however, did not go so hot. So I will try to salvage that at some point with your help, Mike. And I envision that I will be trying to learn lots and lots about editing, but it's not going to happen today.
Yeah, well, you know, that happens to everybody. You know, you have a recording or an interview that you do, and you know, that's happened to every podcaster that does interviews, so don't feel so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know it's going to happen. I knew it was going to happen eventually, and I do want to keep it and, you know, try to make it listenable, because right now it's not. Because there's good content in there. Like, there was a, you know, good conversation. It's just not going to happen in the time span to get an episode out when we should. So we've got other things to talk about today.
Certainly. I always got things to talk about.
I know. Okay, so kind of sticking on format, we've got some news, and then we'll talk about PowerPress, and then we'll talk about news again, and then we're done.
Sounds like a plan.
So for this first thing, we don't really have a news clip for it, but it's something that you read about the other day about what happens to your podcast when the host is no longer with us.
Yeah.
I guess that's a way to put it.
Yeah. When somebody dies, you know, it's just like anything on the internet. You know, it can live on for a while. And you know, my thought was, should we plan for that?
Yes.
You know, should we plan to, you know, have somebody keep paying our hosting bill and keep the podcast online, or move it to archive, or, you know, do you have a plan for, you know, your eventual demise?
That's not exactly something that most people would think about with their podcast. I have doubts that of all the things to stick around after someone dies, that their podcast would be one of them.
Right.
Well, but you never know.
Sure. And what brought that up was, those of you of a certain age may remember Rowdy Roddy Piper, who was a wrestler. This was the story I picked this idea up from. And he had a podcast on, I believe, Podcast One. I'm not sure. But, you know, he's kind of a minor celebrity. And he did a podcast, and he recently died. And people were asking, you know, is this going to stay online? You know, what's the deal? And, you know, I guess with you know, if you're on a big network or something, they get to choose what they do with it. But if you're just an independent podcaster, you know, are you going to, you know, somehow arrange for, you know, someone to move your podcast to archive.org or something, or keep paying your hosting bill, or, you know, how do you want that done? And do you even care?
Yeah, that's a big one. Do you even care?
Yeah,
because who's gonna take care of that for you?
Yeah, because I know Facebook just recently allowed you to designate somebody. Facebook allows you to designate somebody that can access your account upon your demise.
And that's not surprising. I just didn't know it like became an actual thing recently.
Yeah, I forget what they call it. I just put my wife on there, and as soon as I figure out or how to tell her how to do it, she'll put me on there, I'm hoping. But, you know, so I guess the same thing goes with podcasting. You have somebody designated to take care of it one way or the other.
Yep.
And, you know, it's something you got to think about, especially, like I said, you know, some of us that are of older age. You know, a lot of podcasters are in their 50s, 60s, and even 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever. And, you know, we're not going to be here forever, but maybe our podcast will.
Well, also, you got to think about if you do your podcast not by yourself, but you have a co-host or something like that, they could possibly just continue doing the podcast without you.
Sure. Yeah, that
I could
happened.
replace you.
Yeah, that happened with a ham radio podcast that I used to listen to. The main host, there was a couple of co-hosts, but the main host of it passed away unexpectedly. He literally got run over by a bus. I know we use that as a euphemism for dying, but he literally got run over by a bus while on vacation. And
Unfortunate. That's really unfortunate.
oh yeah, and you're laughing about it,
I know, it's just it sounds like a joke.
right. But anyway, his podcast lives on. The co-host took it over, and they brought on a different co-host. It's the Solder Smoke podcast, and I believe the guy's name was Mike. And I don't remember; it's been a while. But that has happened. And there was another podcast that was fairly popular. I think it's called Skepticality, where one of the hosts had a major stroke and was no longer able to talk.
That'll do it too.
And it took him a while. He ended up coming back, and he sounds reasonably well now. But for a while there, they were doing shows, without him or with him in the room, but he couldn't really talk. And so things like that do happen. And if it's important to you, you might want to think about what you want to do or what you want other people to do in case you're no longer around.
Something to consider.
Certainly.
I don't know. I think if you have at least one person to take care of all of your stuff afterwards, they'll figure out your podcast stuff too.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I have a master password in my LastPass that has all my passwords, and I have there was a service out there, and they're gone now, and somebody should do this again. But it would email you every month, and if you didn't respond to the email within another month, they would send an email to whoever you designated to with the instructions on what to do with all your online accounts.
I don't think I don't want to do that. There's a very big possibility I will not respond to that email
Right.
like in that month just because I'm lazy.
Yeah, I
I'm
did
not
that one
dead.
time just to see, just to see what it did. I
Yeah.
had it send a, email to my wife, saying,
Also, I don't trust anyone with all that info.
sure. But,
I just don't.
hey, death is something you have to talk about sometimes, and,
I know.
and it is what it is. Anyway, I guess maybe we'll
Yeah,
get off
so
that subject. Let's get on to something a little more cheery.
yeah, something a little brighter than that is let's talk about PowerPress.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to handle that topic.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about networking, right?
Yeah, well, or setting up a podcast network using PowerPress. As far as how you organize a network, I know Steve was on a few episodes ago, talked more about the logistics of it, but not the technical side of it, of having a network. And first thing I gotta say is, if you're a new podcaster, get good at the first show first before you decide to start seven more shows.
I
Because,
would definitely agree.
yeah, because I mean, it takes a while to get in the groove of doing a podcast, and even one podcast is a lot of work. You may not think so when you first start. Oh, this is easy. This is great. But it can turn into a lot of work. And then if you add multiple podcasts to that mix, or multiple hosts and all that stuff, it just beware. That's a lot of work. So,
Overwhelming.
right. And PowerPress gives you the ability to have multiple feeds off of your website. And there's several ways of doing it, and it's best to figure out which way you want to do it at the beginning, because some of them are not scalable. Let's see, channels is one way of doing it. Our boss Todd there does a little network, and he uses channels for it, but he has, what, five shows, something like that,
Yeah.
and that's not a big deal. But if you start getting 10 shows, 20 shows, that becomes unwieldy, because in PowerPress, every channel that you add adds a podcast episode box to your post. So imagine if you have 20 shows, you'd have to figure out every time which of those 20 podcast episode boxes you want to put that podcast into. So it
It's too
doesn't,
much.
yeah, it doesn't scale well. It works well. You know, if you just have two or three, that's awesome. You know, that works. That's probably the best, the most, I guess I call it idiot proof, but not, I don't mean anything bad by that. I just mean, because I have one site that has two podcasts on it, and I always screw it up. So, it's not one of those things that even I can keep straight, and I can't imagine doing it with 20.
Well, is this one of the, can you color code those? Or is this
Yes.
not one of those things that you can do?
Yeah, you can color code the podcast episode boxes. So, you could have, one that's orange, one that's blue, one that's white, one that's green. There's a, whatever colors you want to put on it.
So
So,
that helps, but it's still confusing.
yeah, and it can be confusing. And, sometimes when you're posting an episode, you forget which show you're posting it to. I mean, sometimes I do, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm posting it to, to A, not B. It's
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
and, and then you get it out there, then, you're subscribed to it. It says, hey, I didn't put out an episode on that show. And you look at it, and, oh, crud, I put it in the wrong channel. So be aware with channels, that's a possibility. The better way to do it, but you have to decide before you get your second podcast, or actually before you even start your first, if you're going to use category podcasting. And Angelo, our lead developer, enhanced the chan or wow, I keep messing up channels versus categories, but I mean categories. He's enhanced category podcasting quite a bit by using a thing called strict category podcasting.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, it's what it is in category podcasting. It does or used to, but still does work that way if you don't enable strict category podcasting, that it puts out the episode on whatever category in WordPress that you've selected. So if you've got a category for show A, show B, show C, and show D, if you put it in the show A category, it goes out on the feed for show A. If you put it in the category for show B, it puts it out on category B's show feed. But the problem with that is if you put it in A and B, the system doesn't understand which one it's supposed to go out on, and it won't go out on both. And then so actually it goes out on neither. So that's what the strict categories did. It separated the WordPress category from the feed category. So you'd have to put it in both. So you put it in the category in WordPress, and then you also select a category down in the podcast episode box, which that strictly puts it out on that feed. I know that's a little confusing, but it
Yes.
but once you get it going, it's fairly easy. You just categorize it in two places, and that way you can have an unlimited number of shows. We have a PowerPress user that we know of that has 525 category podcasts coming off of one WordPress feed or one WordPress site. And can you imagine how confusing that would be if you tried to do that in channels? They would just be, unwieldy.
It sounds like a mess.
Yeah, it's not so bad in categories. I used to be against using categories for the simple fact that it was extremely easy to screw it up, but with that enhancement that Angelo put in there, it's awesome now. You just have to remember it doesn't matter what category you put it in WordPress, but if in the episode box, if you select the right category, it goes out on the right feed. And all your subscribe links and all your media links and everything all mesh up. You can keep your statistics separately. It's the way to go for networks on PowerPress.
Okay, well, how does one actually do this?
Yeah, you just in the settings, any of the PowerPress settings, you make sure you're in advanced mode. I always recommend everybody go to advanced mode because there's just a lot of more settings that you should have access to. But in advanced mode in the PowerPress settings, down at the bottom of every page, there's an area called advanced settings. And you can enable either categories or channels or post type podcasting. I'll talk about those two, or the next two, post-type podcasting and taxonomy podcasting. Now, you don't want to enable more than one, really. You can't mix channels and categories or post-types and channels or anything like that. But so you just select the one you want to use. If you're going to do categories, you select category podcasting. That adds a new menu underneath PowerPress in your sidebar that you can add category podcast feeds. And then you have a whole new set of settings for each of those feeds. So like in the main PowerPress settings, you've got the website tab and the iTunes tab and the feeds tab and the destinations tab and whatever other tabs that are there. You have those same set of tabs, plus you have yet another tab called other settings in each of the category feeds. And the other settings tabs where you put the stats redirect is, I think, the only thing that's in that tab currently. But what's nice about that is you can add an all, you know, infinite number of feeds from your website, and they're all separate as long as you select, you know, the strict category podcasting, which is turned on right there in the category podcasting menu. And you can have as many shows as you want. And just remember to put it in the right category when you post, and everything is peachy dandy.
Do we have documentation about this on our website?
Yes, we do. It's in the PowerPress documentation section of create.blueberry.com. And you got to scroll down that main page about PowerPress, and then you'll see the documentation. And then in the advanced section in there, there's you know, articles about all of the different methods of having multiple feeds.
I'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll throw a link to it.
Yeah.
Directly to the ones. But
yeah, and
oh, go ahead.
Are you going to be doing, so you're doing the webinars for new customers and basically anyone else that wants to attend them as well, about how to set up PowerPress for your website, whether you're using Blueberry hosting or not? And we've toyed with the idea of doing a webinar for starting a network like this as well, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing one probably in the next couple of months. We haven't really nailed down the time. I want to gauge interest, you know, to see how many people would be interested in that. But it's going to be kind of an advanced PowerPress webinar. And I'll go through, you know, channels, categories, post types, and taxonomy feeds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically, you know, tell people how to, you know, set up the various different ones and what the drawbacks are of each one and that kind of thing. But the thing I want to get across to everybody when you start a network on PowerPress is you have to decide before your first show which way you're going to go, because it's really hard to undo. Once you've decided to go with channels, you're kind of stuck with channels. And once you know, if you decide to go with categories, you're kind of stuck with categories. So you want to, you know, be sure ahead of time to figure out which one is going to work best for you.
So if anyone is interested in this webinar, or, you know, what you tell us what you want to get out of this, and we'll include it.
Yeah. Just email either Mackenzie or I, or support.blueberry or @blueberry.com. You know, just get a hold of us and let us know if you're interested in this webinar. We'll put you on the list for invites, and, you know, tell us what you want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll develop that up and get a webinar going. And that'll be nice. And, you know, it'd be great for, you know, new pro customers, you know, to maybe go through ahead of time, you know, how are we going to do this? You know, we just onboarded a pro customer the other day that is doing a rather complicated setup, but it was great that they got with us first before they got halfway into it.
Definitely.
And, you know, and figured out how, you know, how they wanted to do it and how it was possible, what was possible, what wasn't possible. And that's going to work out really nice for them. It's going to work out nice for us, that we're not going to have to undo something later that they've, you know, they're into it, you know, 10 episodes on each show or something, and they all of a sudden want to change directions. That's, you know, way harder than doing it right at the beginning. So, and the other two, let me talk about the other two ways of doing, well, actually there's three more ways of doing a network with PowerPress. And I'll just go over those quickly because they're not actually the preferred methods, but they are options.
Well, that's good.
Yes. You know, well, you know, that we, you know, when somebody requests something and if it's something that we can do, we generally make it available. Mm-hmm. You know, we have post type podcasting. Now, in WordPress, there's two post types that happen automatically with WordPress. That's the pages and the posts. Okay, and you can add another one. So, like, a lot of the religious broadcasters, podcasters, they get church themes, and a lot of the church themes have a post type of sermon. And that's where, you know, people post their sermons. Well, we developed PowerPress to add podcasting to that post type. Because, you know, stock PowerPress would just do the post type. I know that the terms are kind of confusing. But with this, you can assign a post type to a channel. You can assign a post type just as a podcast. So that one is, like I said, extremely complicated to set up, and I suggest you just get a hold of us if you want to set that up.
That sounds like a whole lot to wrap your head around.
Yeah, you know, it works really well. It's just, you know, you got to kind of get it set the right way the first time. So that's another way. Another way to do multiple feeds from a site is called taxonomy podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And we developed this for one particular customer, and few other customers now have been using it.
I was going to say, I mean, I've talked to quite a few people that have used it before.
Right. And taxonomies are just basically, well, in this case, you know, even a category is a taxonomy, but in WordPress, it's not used that way. But you can also have a taxonomy based on a tag. So if you put a tag in your post, you know, in the tags area of a WordPress post, you can have a feed based on any post that has that tag. And that's what a taxonomy is. And there's other taxonomies. You could have it by title. You know, you could have it make a feed based on what's in the title. So if some particular phrase or word is in the title, that will make that a podcast in that feed. So, you know, like I said, it gets extremely complicated, but it works well when, you know, when it's set up right.
Which is why people should come to us to get things set up.
Yeah, definitely. If you're planning on starting a network and you have some use case for post types or taxonomies, definitely get with us first and we can walk you through that or maybe try to talk you into using categories. But, you know, but there's use cases for all that and it works well. Just takes a little bit to get set up. Once it's set up, it's no harder than normal podcasting.
Right.
And the final way to do it, and this I think would be even the more preferred method, if it were me, if I was starting a network from scratch, I would use multi-site WordPress. And it's just, you know, you just enable multi-site in WordPress, and then PowerPress, we have another plugin. It's the multi-site add-on plugin that you add, which means that you administer PowerPress from, you know, the network site or from the main site and each of the other sites. So you have to have a domain name for each podcast, which is probably the better way to do it. So then each podcast has its own WordPress site, its own login, its own feed, its own domain name, and you just administer it from a multi-site installation of WordPress. That one, you know, that one's also a little complicated to set up, but once it's set up, it, you know, you just add another domain to your multi-site, spin up another WordPress site, and you've got another podcast. And they're completely separate. That's the beauty of that one. But if you want it all under one domain name, then you have to do the categories or channels or whatever. But multi-site is another option.
Okay, good to know.
So did we beat that dead horse enough?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. So if you're interested in the advanced PowerPress webinar for networks, like I said, get a hold of us. Kenzie will have the contact information in the show notes, or just come to Blueberry, and there's all kinds of ways to contact us.
I was going to say, there's a million ways to reach us at this point.
Yeah, even a phone number. Imagine that.
I know. And we are the people that answer it.
Yes. A lot. it's been good. Actually, nobody's tried to call here recently while we were recording. So
that's always good, too.
Yeah, well, it's Friday, you know.
No one wants to do anything on Friday. Okay. Okay, what is the last thing that we wanted to talk about on this episode is more news. And this is about Gimlet Media. And they have, I don't know how many shows they have at this point, a lot. But one of them was their mystery show. And it was hosted by
Starley Kine.
Yeah, I couldn't remember what it was.
I like that show.
I think I listened to it like once. But they decided to get rid of the show on the network. Just kind of out of the blue, it seemed. Because it was going and going and going, and then it was done.
Yeah, well, the I guess what they said was the problem with that show is it was extremely long lead times to do an episode. They did a first season of, I think, 6 episodes, and they were working on a second season. And it just, you know, the costs of, you know, she was traveling all over the place, and it just took forever to do that. It was a great show, and it was well researched, and I think that was the problem. It was just a little too much.
Yeah, it's too hard to sustain.
Yeah,
I guess.
And so they canceled it. So that was the first show Gimlet's ever canceled. They actually canceled another one recently too, and I can't remember which one that was. But they didn't totally cancel it. They're just rebranding it.
Oh, that, okay, that I did hear. I was just about to say, I didn't know they got rid of another one as well, but...
Yeah, they're rebranding it to, you know, they're changing the name, changing the premise of it a little bit, and it's going to go out on the same feed that it was going out before, so if you're subscribed to it, and I can't even remember which one it was, but, you know, I kind of like the Gimlet shows. They're, you know, Alex Bloomberg liked him on... This American Life, and he went out on his own, and well, not on his own. I think he's got 70 people working there now. So,
you know, speaking of that, people working there, Starley Kine, the host, put out a statement saying that in April of earlier this year that they let her go, but it hasn't been confirmed if she was, you know, still on staff or not. At the end of the summer. But then I also thought I heard that she was still going to be on the team and they would just have her as the host or working on a different show.
Yeah, I didn't hear much about that, but decision to release Starley Kine was not entirely clear. Gimlet says the show is unsustainable. Just reading here in the article, and that she traveled all over the place, and, you know, just like I said, it too much for him. It was, you know, it was a very well done show, but I'm sure the costs of it, you know, and the time taken, you know, sometimes podcasting, you just gotta get on and do it like we're doing today. You know, we said, well, let's just flip on the mics and do a show, and you know, and of course ours isn't as polished as Gimlet's, but you know, Gimlet's
a very different format.
Yeah, very different format. And you know, they're going for a completely different thing. You know, we're just information that you can use and some news, you know, and you know, and especially this show is they would research a topic to ad nauseum. You know, it might take them 6 months to get a conclusion, and you know, on one episode. With most podcasters, they can whip out an episode. You know, say an hour long episode might take them 4 hours total. You know,
it's a lot of time and effort and money.
Yeah, lots of money.
A podcast that most likely isn't going to bring you back all of that money.
Right. And, you know, like I said, with a show like most people do, it doesn't cost a ton of money. And you know, so it's a whole different world, but it's kind of fun to look into that world.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I would love to do a show like that. It's just not gonna happen.
Right. Yeah. Can you imagine that? A blueberry show like that, a narrative.
I know.
That'd be interesting. Anyway. Yeah, so gimlets, you know, having growing pains and you know, sometimes they have winners and sometimes they don't.
Right, and it seemed that the entire Gimlet team was proud of this show, but just couldn't keep it going. So they'll come up with something different.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it, Mike.
All right. Well, sounds good. And I think I'm going to have a special guest on Podcast Help Desk this month or this week.
Okay. Well, everyone, thank you for listening to this episode of the PowerPress Podcast. We'll be back with a new episode in 2 weeks. And thanks for listening. Please subscribe however you want. And we'll see you next time.